weekend, including Millikan University's College of Fine Arts in cooperation with the Symphony Orchestra Guild of Decatur. We are pleased to have back in the studios Sergei Boksa, who is the master conductor and all-around community guy. So, Masterworks 2. I saw the very interesting poster out in our lobby a little while back, and I said, oh, West Side Story. So it still resonates.
Right. This is our second Masterworks, an all-American program. And American music, classical music, has a history, and especially took over, I would say, in the 20th century. American composers became prominent all around the world. And so my goal in celebrating Leonard Bernstein's 100-year anniversary to do a celebration of American music. And so I paired the iconic Leonard Bernstein with the music of Charles Ives and the iconic Aaron Copland's old American songs that will be sung with Ian Greenlaw. And so what's exceptional and what's exciting for me, at least for this concert, is that the musical, The West Side Story, was originally, you know, for the stage with a small pit orchestra.
Right.
Now, what Leonard Bernstein asked his friends to do is to create a suite. So you go from about a 2.5-hour musical to about 25 minutes of music, sort of the best, the highlights distilled into a shorter piece, about 25 minutes of music, and for a full symphony orchestra. In the pit, usually working with about maybe 17 to 20 musicians. Now these arrangers made it for 75 musicians and 25 minutes of the best music of the entire musical. And so the percussion section is just gigantic. There's a full string complement and a full brass and wind section. So
this is like Bernstein on steroids.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
So let's give everybody the details. It's Saturday, October 20th, 7:30 show. Now, you're still doing your pre-show lecture if people want to show up a little bit early and hear about all of the connections.
Right. We're starting that at 6:30. And what's different this year is I'm going to have our musicology professor with me. And for the last portion, but for 10 minutes, the percussionists from the ensemble will come out on stage and introduce audience to all the instruments that are used in, like, mambo, in the cha-cha, all those various instruments. So the audience get to see what the instruments are making these and what makes a Latin rhythm, what's a jazz rhythm, because those are all the things that Bernstein was influenced by the Latin jazz, by just American jazz, putting it all together into the influential West Side Story. So it's all happening at 7:30 on Saturday with a pre-concert talk at 6:30.
All right. So tell me a little bit about Dr. Greenlaw, because he has performed with the Chicago Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, the Los Angeles Philharmonic. I mean, you know, these are shows you would pay big dollars to go see. Tell me a little bit about the doctor.
Yeah. We are really excited to have him. He performed at the Met, at one of the world's greatest opera houses, and now he's teaching on faculty at Millikan. And so students are so lucky to have him as a teacher. And the orchestra is just so glad to have him to collaborate with us and sing in our concert. Instead of hiring a guest artist, say, from New York, or he is a magician, so to speak, and a master singer living in Decatur. And so I've asked him to sing, and he agreed. And these Copland songs are so funny and brings so many themes back home. It's the famous things like an arrangement of Shall We Gather at the River? A Candidate is a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger, you know, one of the songs. And so it's fascinating songs. They're about, each song's about maybe a minute and a half to 2 minutes distilled, and so fascinating to work with him and to have him as our guest soloist for this concert.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful evening. The interaction that you've put in at the beginning, because I think it's a great way to educate people. Most people in their lives can be fans of music. They're not going to go nearly as far as you have or other people have as the education process.
Sure.
And connect all these dots. I think by inviting Joe and Jane Public to be able to, you know, do that in a condensed version is fantastic, because people will find it fascinating.
Right, and I have to tell you, it's a taxing thing, you know, to go out at 6:30 and talk for 30 minutes and put your energy into it, then do a quick turnaround and come back and conduct a two-hour concert. It takes a lot of energy. But I'm so excited to do it, because I know people come to me after a concert and say, thank you so much for talking about this composer that way, or telling us more about this composer. It made my listening appreciation just go to a whole new level. I was able to focus on things. And so I'm thinking, with the percussion introducing some of these instruments, and us talking about the history of Bernstein, what makes Charles Ives such an iconic American composer, or what led to Aaron Copland writing music, what he did. You might be curious to know that when Aaron Copland started out, he started out in this modernistic, obscure, highly sophisticated sound. And during the Great Depression, the American public said, we're not listening to this. And so he was performing for empty halls. Then he said, I have to do something different. I have to make my music relevant to the people. So he simplified it, made the melodies instantly recognizable, something music that people can latch on to. And this is the Copland that people come to know. You know, this is the fanfare for the common man. It all came out of that era when he tried to be too European and too sophisticated. And the American audience, for whom the sophisticated music was so new, it wasn't born in America, this great classical tradition. And so the American audience said, we don't get this. Try it out somewhere else. So he said, I'm an American guy. I'm an American composer. I have to make my music relevant. He changed up his style and voila.
There you have Aaron it. Copland. That's just a taste of what you get. Now, tickets are available at the Kirkland box office. You $10, $15, $20. K through 12, get in for $5. So right. It's very affordable for the whole family. Kirkland box office is open 3 hours before each event.
Right.
So the conversation will take place from 6:30 to 7.
Right.
And then the concert itself starts at 7:30.
Right. This is the concert for families to bring their young children to.
Okay. But if they don't and they got a babysitter, what time does it wrap up? Starts at 7:30.
7:30, we have an intermission at about 8:15. So it's comfortably, audience can be walking out of the hall by 7:30, about, I would say, maybe 9:30 at the latest.
9:30, so it's a couple of hours. All right. Well, Sergey, we appreciate it as well. We have tickets to give away, Lindsay. Is that what you were?
Yes, we do.
Okay, how many do we have?
I have a pair of tickets.
A pair of tickets?
Yes, for Saturday.
All right, I'll give those to caller 6 at 875-1340. Thank you for bringing by the complimentary tickets. And I have a theory. Can I run this by you? I think Shirley Stanley was planted here by the Russians like 60 years ago. She's like you're not allowed to go without her, right? She's a Russian spy,
okay, she brings
right?
me treats.
Yeah, but all that's part of the plan, I think.
Right. One could say she's my media manager.
She's like the Americans. I watched right. that show. All right, Sergey, good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you, Brian.
We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.